All right. Well, the relationship between the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department and various communities around town continues to be strained. And we're going to try to get to the bottom of that with Alonzo Washington, the self-proclaimed KC crime fighter who joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. Alonzo, good morning. Thank you for being here. And let me start off with this question. In the wake of the Malcolm Johnson shooting, we've got more videos that have come out on this in the last 24 hours or so.
Mr. Mondo, let me just interrupt you and say congratulations for having a baby. You know, say something nice to you. Then we can get back to pretending like we don't like each other. But congratulations.
Thank you for that, Alonzo. I know you're a father yourself of many children, and I appreciate those kind words.
And put in there by the same woman. I'm married. You know, let's break some of these stereotypes. One woman, man, take care of my kids. None of them have criminal records, and I do that and do it very well.
Well, God bless you, and I will take any of the parental advice that you can share with me off the air. That would be great. let me ask you this, Alonzo. Do you think it's a mistake? Over the last week, you've heard this from faith leaders around town calling the Malcolm Johnson shooting an execution. Do you think I've been of the belief that is very irresponsible considering what we know right now. Would you at least agree with me on that, that is an irresponsible thing for people to say based on what the evidence currently is?
Well, I think that people should say what they believe and what they feel. And if some believe that, they can express their opinions. It's going to be controversial. I mean, but I do think it was a mistake for the Highway Patrol to say what they said early on, and then the video contradicts it. So, I mean, if the Highway Patrol can say, hey, look, this guy shot the police officers clear and all of that, and then we see a video that contradicts it, you know, I guess people might think it is an execution.
What exactly contradicted anything the Missouri Highway Patrol said? I mean, we've seen the video. There's you know, clearly a bunch of cops trying to arrest the guy, but you can't really see much else. It's pretty grainy. There's no real details or evidence there.
But see, the way they said it, they made it sound like, I mean, because like when I look at, like you and I had this debate when it first happened. And, you know, I was hearing rumors of what was going, you know, they said the guy was fighting and it was a shooting. They couldn't tell who's was what. But the Highway Patrol said, you know, he said, yes, he pulled a gun and he shot him. I mean, it looked matter of fact. That tape looks like it's a lot of, you know, so they also said it was four officers. Looked like it was more than four officers. I mean, it looked like they were putting a smackdown on a suspect. And to me, is like this female officer pulled her gun and shot an officer by accident. Because as soon as she pulls her gun, you hear that pop. You hear the officer say, "God blank," all right? And so it looks like she shot him, but, you know, we have to have ballistics for that. And then it looks like, you know, you hear two more shots. And the suspect was fighting at the beginning of the video, and then he's dead afterwards. So, you know, some people might think that's an execution. I mean, I'd like to see the ballistics on the gun. That's how we would
know. Well, I would, too. I mean, but I think you're getting to the point here, which is until proven otherwise, we don't have the facts to call this an execution. And for people that truly want to build—
That's why the Highway Patrol shouldn't have said, well, the suspect shot him because he doesn't know, just like we don't know.
Well, they've got way more information than you or I have at this point in time.
They are way less honest when it comes to shooting black suspects because, in my experience as a black person, when I hear what the police say about a police shooting, and then when I see it from my eyes, it looks like they're saying, "Believe us and not your lying eyes."
But here,
because, like with George Floyd. With George Floyd, they said he suspect was fighting, and then he had a medical emergency. They left out the medical emergency was this white cop putting his knee in his neck. So to me, it looks like the cop, you know, put a smackdown on him and shot the hell out of him. That's what it looked like to me. But you know, I could wait for the ballistics to see what they say because you know I don't know for sure. But when I look at that video. Looks like the Sergeant Anthony Bell looked like he was kind of Pinocchio to me when I look at it.
Well, I mean, you know, certainly we don't have anywhere close. I don't think that we can sit here and say that right now without anything close to evidence to point to.
I mean, everybody, I'm not, like, when I go on here, I know I'm not going to change anybody's opinion. I mean, because, you know, for me, when I see the highway patrol investigating the police, that sounds like for me to have my cousin investigate me if I do a crime. So what, the highway patrol who pulls over black people more than they pull over white?
Who would make you comfortable? Who would make you comfortable to do an investigation? Why is it that the Missouri Highway Patrol can't do an independent investigation? So tell me who you trust. Who you want to put on it? You want to put like Black Rainbow on it to investigate this stuff? What do you want to do?
I'll just be honest. I mean, the thing is, I'm not trying to be funny and laugh, but, you know, I would trust Mystery Inc. Scooby-Doo more than the Highway Patrol.
Yeah, but give me a. I know you want to be cute. Give me a legitimate answer. Who do you want to investigate it? Who do you want to investigate it?
To me, I guess, when it's a law enforcement body, they might say anything. So all I'm saying is that, yes, you can do the investigation. I want facts, but am I going to believe them necessarily? I'd rather see the video and then they can come out with it. But I'll look at what I perceive.
All right.
Highway Patrol can investigate it. And I think if we had a citizen board of investigators, or if we had legislators, or if we had law enforcement that would truly be honest, I could get with all of that. All I'm saying is that when I see these reports and when I see the videos, to my perception, they look very different than what they say. So at this point, I might trust Mystery Inc., Scooby-Doo, more than I would the Highway Patrol. And that's just life experience.
All right. All right. Alonzo Washington, KC Crime Fighter. Alonzo, take me through last week. It was a big part of our show yesterday. And that was the disgusting narrative that took place on the steps of KCPD headquarters last week. There was a pig in a coffin with the phrase "the other white meat" on the coffin sitting on the steps of headquarters, part of this protest. I mean, can you at least agree with me that that type of rhetoric does nothing to improve anything in Kansas City and should be widely denounced by anybody who considers himself a reasonable person that is trying to bridge a gap here in this community? Is that fair?
Hey, that's fair. I will agree with that. I'm not for promoting violence. I'm not for promoting killing anyone, putting up symbolism of killing anyone. It's not right to say we're going to give your address out. None of that is correct. However, it's not right to have law enforcement powers and kill people indiscriminately. Because last time I was on, we were talking about this. So far, KCPD has killed a number of black suspects, and they've all been questionable shoots. And the thing is that they have not, you know, we have not seen them kill any white suspects in many, many years. And so it becomes a concern, and you might have people put out inflammatory rhetoric, and you can be upset with it, but no one tends to be upset with all these black suspects that they're killing, and they're not killing white ones. I don't want to see violence. I don't think that's a good thing to do, but, you know, I'm not shocked that it happens, because people begin to think, hey, these law enforcement officers, because, like, a police officer has a lot of power, and they can do great things. A police officer can be a saint, can be an angel when they do their job right, but also they can be, you know, if you want to be a sanctioned racist where you can kill black folks indiscriminately, you know, becoming a police officer is a great place to start.
Oh, come on, Alonzo. Alonzo, let me ask you a question. In the state of Missouri, state of Missouri last year, let me ask you if you know the answer to this. How many unarmed people in the state of Missouri were shot and killed by police last year?
You know, that's a statistic that.
Yeah, which matters! Like, which matters! State, you haven't given me one statistic, you've given me a lot of rhetoric.
Wait a minute, though. You're asking me about the entire state of Missouri. I operate in the Kansas City metropolitan area.
Okay, well, give me a guess.
Wait a minute. And every week, I mean, you know, when I come on here, we debate, and, you know, you want to debate about different things. But, you know, what I do as an activist, I help the police solve crimes. I just help them catch a guy that was
You're filibustering.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you facts. I don't know how many unarmed people that they killed in the entire state of Missouri. I just know the people that they did kill in Kansas City, Missouri, were all black. That's all I need to know. All that other stuff goes out the window for me.
But I'm not your narrative, your narrative.
I'm not in Columbia. I'm not in where the governor is. All these places. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, and I know all the people they shot there were black. Okay, and most of them was unarmed. That's all I need to know. Mm-hmm. What the hell would I need to know anything else for?
Well, but because it's kind of an important because
Mr. Mondo, answer this for me. How many suspects that they killed in Kansas City, Missouri, period, have been white? Do you know that answer?
Alonzo, I'm bringing this up.
I mean, wait, do you know that answer?
Whoa. You don't get to. Hold on, Alonzo. Alonzo, you don't get to filibuster my question and then try to say I'm not answering yours. I asked you a pointed question, and I'm going to give you the answer here because the audience wants to know. You had two unarmed suspects shot and killed in the entire state of Missouri last year. One was white, one was black. 19 of the 25 people shot and killed in the state of Missouri last year by law enforcement had guns on them. Two had a knife. One was using a vehicle as a weapon. One was unknown. This number comes from the Washington Post database. So this notion that, you know, if you want to be a racist and kill people of color, you go to be a cop. There is not a lot of evidence to back that up.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is that it's a great place to start. And how many white suspects has the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department killed? Can you answer that? I mean, do you care about it? Because you guys care about
John Albert.
I mean, y'all care about the Overland Park Police Department killing one white guy, but when they kill black people left and right, you all don't seem to care.
Well, I didn't really spend a lot of time in the Albers case. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Let me ask you this then, since you're the expert on Kansas City. How many police?
You're not gonna come on and try to throw out facts to me when I deal with specific things.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you something since you don't like the statewide data, I will ask you something about Kansas City then, and you answer this to me. How many interactions had there been over the last, let's say, year in between Kansas City, Missouri police officers and people in the communities? Right, what's that number? How many people end up getting shot, and who is committing the majority of those crimes? The floor is yours. Tell me all that information.
I didn't hear all that because I was asking you a question that you was ignoring.
Okay.
So I guess I can.
Well, no,
yours.
Since you're the Kansas City expert, tell me the interactions that take place. What are the numbers?
I didn't say I was an expert at knowing how many police officer shootings take place in over the entire state. Of Kansas City, Missouri. I mean, not Kansas City, Missouri, but over the state of Missouri. I never said that. So you're characterizing me wrong and what you're trying to do. And then you're not answering my questions when you throw out some spitball question that has nothing to do with Kansas City right here. But I can tell you this, as an activist, I've helped the police solve a lot of crimes all over this area. I can tell you that, and what happens outside this area, I could give a damn about.
All right. Well, Alonzo, I got to run.
I mean, I'm just answering you straight up.
Well, you haven't been. I do appreciate
that. Just like you filibustered, these cops are not killing unarmed white people. We don't have videos.
Alonzo, I got to run, my man. I'm way over the time. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for the nice words on the newborn. I do appreciate that, my man. Thank you. You say I'm not talking about any unarmed white people. I just gave you the numbers for the entire state that I've got right in front of me on a national database. Two unarmed people killed in the state of Missouri in 2020. One white, one black. I mean, that's the world I got to operate in. And you didn't bring much to the table on the stat front. You just didn't.